What the? Where am I? Fire? Brimstone? Lava? I don't remember this. Okay, hang on. Center yourself, doctor. Right, okay. What can we see? Architect? All right. This is really happening to me. And I'm alone, just like the good old days. Well, I say the good old days, it would have been nicer with... Never mind. Architect? Any sign of you? I guess not. New part of his realm? Ugh, I don't know. This is so confusing. Okay, so there's someone here. Show yourself. I don't like this. I can't even feel Architect, or anyone for that matter. What in the name of... That's it. I'm out of here.
Yes. Run. Run.
Ugh. I demand you show yourself now.
Oh, wouldn't you like that? To see me in all my glory? Well, I'm sure that can be arranged.
Ah, hello there. I'm the doctor. I'm assuming you brought me to Mustafar here?
This is a hell of your own making, doctor. I simply live within it.
And who are you in relation to this here hell?
I am its ruler, its conqueror, its emperor.
Owner of an empty lava realm? Not impressed. Would you happen to know a way out?
The only way out is your demise.
Oh dear, this would be one of those days, isn't it?
A bold one to smirk in the face of death, standing before the one who will claim her life.
That's what you think. I don't want to fight, but if that's what you want...
Oh. Doctor, no matter the universe, you haven't changed a bit.
You know of me, then?
I know you much better than you could ever think. And knowing you will die without a clue as to who I am amuses me so.
Then, what are you waiting for? Come at me, then.
As you wish, Doctor.
You'll have to try a bit harder if you want to kill me. Fire is merely child's play. Is that what you are? A child?
Ever the Joker. I'm just getting warmed up.
So am I.
Then give me your best and nothing but.
Come on. Go down. Ah! No!
There will be no more of that. Your petulant sonic device is lost to the flames.
Oh yeah? Guess it just means you want me to take a more hands-on approach.
Release me.
I ain't taking orders from you. You asked for this.
Perish for this. Enough of this. Now you will die. Burn. What?
Architect?
Not quite.
An army of two. This will be fun.
Not for you. Here, spare Sonic.
Ah, thanks.
I can hold him briefly, but you need to push him in.
All right. See you later, buddy.
There. That should hold him for a while.
Thanks for showing up when you did. A couple more minutes and I probably would have become a spit roast.
You're welcome, Doctor.
You know who I am?
Of course I do. I too am the Doctor.
Oh God, it's happening again.
Well, no need to sound so disappointed. It's not nice to make one feel unwanted.
Huh. Taking a good look at you, I can't say I remember being you. So you must be in my future. Or that's what I would have said. Except, there's something different about you. Yes, something unfamiliar.
You'd be right about that. I'm neither from your past nor your future. I'm simply adjacent.
Adjacent?
Yeah, I'm from another universe. One where things went a bit differently for us. Well, me.
As in, you never became me and vice versa?
Well, not yet. Still got a fair few lives to find out.
Amazing. I mean... I gotta say, you look great in that whole blue ensemble there.
And you look quite ethereal yourself. Let's not waste time on pleasantries.
Remarkable. But travel between parallel worlds is forbidden. Our people have made that very clear.
And since when do we care about what our people thought?
Since now. This isn't exactly familiar territory for me. I've never met an adjacent me before. Frankly, I avoid meeting me half the time. But this... There are so many questions I'm restraining myself from asking. Except, why am I, and you, even here?
It's complicated. This whole nightmare, and yes, I said nightmare, is a premonition thanks to the rift energy you gathered with the Osirian Sapphire. I managed to use it to get to you via our little handy skill of contact.
So you've invaded my mind. Lovely.
I have a reason to do so, and a good one at that.
Alright then, I'm all ears.
Not so long ago, I was approached by one of my previous selves, and he told me something crucial. In a short time from now, you're going to be taken. Something is happening to a version of my universe, and it could affect the entire multiverse. I can feel it. I can't directly intervene, hence why I'm reaching out to the nearest possible adjacent doctor. You.
Forgive me, but I'm not exactly in a position to intervene either. I assume you aren't aware, but I don't even have a proper corporeal body at the moment.
Yes, you're with the architect. I know of him. Together, the two of you will be invaluable in the upcoming fight.
But this is all so very fascinating. I can see where you're coming from, but I need more details. What fight? What's wrong with the multiverse? Why can't you contact one of yourselves?
I don't have time to give you the nitty-gritty, nor would it be wise to give you spoilers. I'm just trying to warn you. An old friend of ours is acting up again. I don't know if you know them, but I can't risk cluing you in. When push comes to shove, you will need to make some quick decisions.
Okay, I get that. I'm good with quick decisions. Terrifyingly good. But I need to know. If you know, will my friends be safe?
I can't guarantee that. The whole multiverse will be in jeopardy. But if you don't take them with you, they have a higher chance of survival.
Okay, so we've just got to deal with it. Just him and I.
I wish I could help you more. I just can't cross the threshold. Something's holding me back. So I'm sending you in my stead. I wish there was an easier way. Until then, tell no one of this.
Doctor, whenever this incident occurs, I promise you that I will give it my full attention. For the sake of my world and yours. Don't worry.
Thank you. I better go before something ruptures.
One last thing?
Yeah?
Doctor, I just want to make sure. Are you okay? Are you happy in life?
Why do you ask?
I just want to know.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
But are you happy?
Why?
Because I need to know. If at least one of us has been dealt a fair hand.
Happiness is something that comes and goes. I just try to embrace it whenever it comes my way, no matter how fleeting it is.
Then we're more similar than I thought. I'm glad.
I'll see you again, hopefully when this is all over. But good luck, Doctor. Take care, my dear.
Architect! Architect!
What's up? You realize it's 3 a.m., right?
I just had the weirdest nightmare.
You woke me from my slumber for that? A nightmare? I didn't even know you could dream here.
I was warned by another me. That's something is coming. It threatens our world and his. Perhaps the whole multiverse.
It was a nightmare, Doctor. Don't give it too much thought.
It seems so real.
The worst ones often do. Try not to worry about it and get back to sleep.
I don't think I can. I was attacked by this demon thing. If that has something to do with it, or if it represents something, I'd rather investigate all options.
You can't research a dream.
You'd be surprised what I can do.
God, you're so cryptic. Well, just keep it in mind, just in case. But until then, get some sleep.
Yeah. I will. Good night.
Another rift insurgence? We're heading to a rate of 12 per hour now. That's ridiculous. We can't keep up.
Indeed. The sudden quickening of the rate is incredibly concerning.
I'm more concerned about what's going to come through. A big chomping beast or some random nerd trying to make a discovery?
At least we can probably reason with a nerd.
Ha! You'd think.
But what are we going to do about it? There's no way we can get on top of them at the rate they're occurring. It's all over the city. Even with the Osirian Sapphire being overclocked, there's no way we can use it to absorb everything so fast.
We need to put a stop to it. Ethan, what are the readings here?
I'm trying to get it, but it's too fuzzy. It's like something's interrupting the scan.
Pass it here. We need to recalibrate. The machine is getting confused with all the rift incursions, I think.
Well, we just got too many of them going on at once.
Got it. It's a familiar reading. Arky, it's the energy from your realm.
What? Is this a direct link?
I don't think so. I would have sent something here, surely.
You're right. But then, what could it be?
I have a feeling. Not a great one.
What's happening? What are you thinking?
They're all gateways, these rifts. Usually to places that are uninhabitable for humans, but if my realm energy is involved here, then there's something a bit more planned out going on. I think a lot of you should... No!
What the hell? Architect!
Get him out of there!
Oh my god, it's time, isn't it?
What?
My nightmare!
Oh, come on! It's gripping onto the sapphire!
Let it go!
I can't. If this goes into the wrong hands, with the amount of rift energy this thing has, it'll be a huge danger to all of us.
Hurry up, you lot!
Make them stay back! If they come with us, they'll probably die, and we can't risk that.
No! Stay back! Let me follow this. I want to see where it leads.
What if you can't get back?
Oh, I will. That I promise you. Nothing can defeat me.
This isn't smart, Arky. This is reckless. What about the doctor?
We love reckless things.
We?
It's your nightmare.
You better come back. I'm not done with you yet, and we still need to separate you from the doctor.
Don't worry. I'll be back. But for now, my friends, it's time for myself to be unleashed upon this forbidden world. See ya.
Architect, don't do this. He's gone. He's just gone.
Rift activity is slowing. Slowing further. It stopped. Looks like they got what they wanted.
They must have been all tied to the same area, like just waiting for someone to come through.
Waiting for him to come through, I suspect. Or rather, them.
Great, this is great, we've lost them.
Not necessarily. I believe him when he says he'll be back. Because frankly, he'll annoy the hell out of whoever gets hold of him. And with the doctor around, you can double that.
That's one way to think about it. Come on, Ethan. Let's head back. All we can do is wait now.
Okay. All right. You can do this. Both of you.
There must be something I can do. I won't let this beat me.
Oh, wonderful. She wasn't kidding, was she? Hearing voices and all.
What? Oh, God, no. You. I was really hoping another one wouldn't show up.
Have I offended you in some way, sir?
You're in my line of sight.
Love that energy. That's so me.
That's the problem. I don't want to see me. This singularity issue is something I can deal with alone. I just needed to send a signal to somebody. I was hoping it wouldn't have to be another me.
Hang on. Sorry. I think... Crossed wires. You are...
Here we go. I'm the Doctor. One of the future ones for you, no doubt. I bloody hate this.
Wait a minute. You think I'm the... Oh, bless you, child.
Excuse me, child?
I'm not one of you, Doctor.
Oh. Okay, then.
But I do share a consciousness with one of you inside my head.
Oh, for pity's sake. So you might as well be.
Hang on, it's a bit dark. Let me get a good look at you.
Yes, we're not exactly blessed with the beauty of moonlight to let me see what I'm up against now, are we?
Ah, well that's interesting. You look a lot like... Nah, it doesn't matter.
Yes, this face has made its way around, whatever.
Evidently. Look, what's going on?
You're mid-transit to a new realm. Clearly, my signal attracted you. I guess I'm supposed to alert you or something.
I don't need preparation. Especially not from a Time Lord.
I'm not just a Time Lord, though.
I know. And I've had my fair share of doctors. I've had quite enough.
I like that. We can get on. Who are you?
You can call me the Architect. My doctor spoke of encountering you or someone within your timeline through a dream. She was adamant. Do you know anything about that?
I don't. But if more than one of me has been trying to contact you, and the doctor with you, then the situation must be dire.
Whatever. Just let me go.
I really don't like this. And not just that. I can't get involved for whatever reason. Do you have any idea to know what it's like to be this close to a universe-ending event and be unable to do anything about it? All that death, all that chaos, I could do something there. I could help. I could stop it all. But I can't get through. And yet you are. I don't even know you, or the doctor within you, but my goodness. We're all done for if you fail. If my other selves fail.
I'm sorry. I didn't ask for this, and I'd be more than happy for you to take my place, but if it's not possible, it's not possible, and that's not your fault.
You need to listen to me. Don't trust anyone when you land. You are going to be in extreme danger, and you need to be ready.
I just need to know where we are going. Then we'll sort things out.
Consider this a friendly warning, Architect. Don't screw this up. Let the Doctor protect you if needs be. If she's one of me, then she'll do an adequate job.
I will handle whatever is thrown at me in my own way, with her or without her.
Spoken like a true idiot. But time is fleeting. Just be careful. Please.
I can take care of myself, and I will. But I must ask something.
Make it quick. The signal is fading. Once it goes, you're up.
Are you happy, Doctor?
What?
My Doctor. She wants to know if you are happy.
Why would she want to know that?
Oh, indulge her, will you? Sooner you do, sooner this is over.
You have a way with touchy subjects. No. I'm not. But if she's listening, I don't let it keep me down. The universe isn't going to let me feel sorry for myself. So why should I? Well, I can do so much more than that. I won't let anything stop me.
And that's why I'm here.
What?
Your signal. Let me tell you now, Doctor. You have summoned an Eternal to your side. Your victory is now all but assured, and you have yourself to thank for it.
You're either confident, arrogant, or just really, really stupid.
Well, one of you thinks I'm all three.
This doctor of yours. She's one of the caring ones, isn't she?
Are you saying that you're not? Your actions speak differently.
Fine, then. You're officially there in my stead. I wish luck both to you and the doctor. I hope I never meet her.
Don't worry. I'll make sure of it.
Signal's going. Not much time. When you get there, just try to find my other selves and stop this singularity.
You have our word.
Good. And tell her thank you for caring.
Oh, brilliant. Where the hell do you think we are now? Doctor. Doctor, are you awake? Huh? Who's there? Show yourself. Don't hide in the dark.
It's me.
What do you mean, it's me? Show yourself.
Architect, it's me.
What?
Thank you.
Old Tom Bombadil was a merry fellow. Bright blue his jacket, and his boots were yellow.
D-W-E-M
and What Fourth Wall Productions
presents.
Did it work? It's done. It's gone. Planet Earth. Dead.
The universe will collapse.
The Earth can't be that important.
There's a hole in the fabric of reality where the planet Earth should be. That hole in reality could create a singularity, pulling the rest of the universe in.
Well? Well? What do you mean, well? We're flying the TARDIS into a singularity. The entire multiverse is collapsing. This isn't exactly something I do normally.
It's some sort of spatial anomaly.
A what?
It's a hole in the fabric of reality. It's pulling us in.
Doctor, the gravity's feeling.
Help! Hold on!
Yeah! Doctor!
What's this? A homing signal. It's catching the TARDIS's attention. But it's not of this universe. It's very far away. Could be dangerous. Alright, old girl. Into the unknown.
Identify yourself in the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord?
Oh, hello.
If the multiverse is collapsing, if that thing, the singularity, if it's tearing all this apart, then why hasn't this place been touched yet?
How exciting.
They will need a ruler and their masters.
We've been brought here by the same anomaly, have we not?
This is really bad.
You don't know the half of it.
The Cybermen.
We must gain entrance to the TARDIS.
We're surrounded by Daleks.
Alert! Alert! We have located the Doctor!
And I also know that everything lost today has a chance to be saved. And that chance lies with me.
That's so much fun to have to deal with.
Oh, friends, companions I've known. Oh, you know, I'm sure.
This is the last universe.
I think I'm ready now.
Right, I have an idea.
An idea?
Well, the Oxford Learner Dictionary describes it as a plan, thought, or suggestion, especially about what to do in a particular situation.
Oh my god, I know what an idea is. What is the idea?